This is Rick Jacket from Finger 11. I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. You know, how's life treating you?
Pretty good. Today is one of those pretty cool, special days, you know?
I bet, yeah. New album comes out today. I was looking. It's been 5 years since the last record.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, man. Probably too long. But, you know, this is one of those records that everything sort of happened the way it had to happen for the end result. And we're very happy with the end result.
So can you say, like, as a Finger 11 fan, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, you know, what took so long? We wanted more new music. You guys needed a little bit of a break?
Well, there was a bit of truth to, like, we had been on the road for 15 years and we needed a little bit of time to, like, refill the tanks, you know, for sure. But the truth is, as soon as we went off the road, we started writing this record, and I know that we're such a believer in quality over quantity, you know, so for this record, we were like, you know, we could easily write 12 songs and put them out there and call it a record, and people would get more from us, but we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make a record that was worthy of being put out there, and, you know, we have such respect for this band ourselves that we wanted to, at this point in our career as our sixth record, we wanted to make something special, and we just knew it was going to take however long it was going to take, and it just took a little longer than we thought, I think.
Right. Five Crooked Lines, that's the name of the album. What can people expect differently on this one?
You know what? I think the biggest phrase that keeps getting brought up from fans and press and even within the band is this record is a bit more of a return to form from our old style. You know, it's sort of philosophically and musically went back to the mentality we had when we started the band, which was like just, let's be a hard rock riff rocking band, you know, like let's just like get back to like what we love to do and just be guitar amps, big drums, big vocals, and just, you know, try and make it so big that the speaker sounds like it's ripping, you know.
That's awesome. That's what you want in an album. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's what I want, and I think truthfully there's a lot of fans over the years that have been missing that side of the band, and I think the band realized, you know what, we're missing it too, so let's just do it again. And it's not as simple as just deciding to do it and finding out, you know, it's just a matter of like looking for it again and just sort of letting it happen, and we're lucky, you know. That's what took so long, because we wrote a lot of songs for this record, and for us to get 12 that fit the vibe we were hoping to capture for this record, it just took that much time, but I feel like we did it, so.
Right. I've been infatuated with, you know, the whole writing process, like how an album comes together, because I have no musical talent, but I love the process you go to. Now, you said on the road you guys were still writing songs, 5 years in the making. Like, how many songs did you guys write and record before you narrowed it down?
Well, I say in the grand like scheme of things, there was between 40, 45 finished, fully realized, like almost record quality demos that we had made on our own. And so to get 45 songs, there's probably about like 100 or so ideas that, you know, went from like just nothing to like pretty close to finished, but to make it through the final door to something that we would consider putting on the record, there was about 40 songs, 40 demos. And then when we went to Nashville, you know, we knew we were only going to put 12 on the record. So that was a big moment, because at that moment, the record could have turned out many different ways as far as the overall sound, because we had written such a variety of music. But we all sort of felt, with Dave Cobb included, that the best songs were also the heavier songs. And it was just turned out to make this record that has this like real raw energy to it.
That's crazy. 40 songs, and do you have to listen to them over and over again as a band, and then you sit there, oh, I like this one. Like, that's got to be a long process.
It is. It is. It really is. And, you know, we've tried records where we've tried to rush that process, and I think, personally, I can hear that when I listen back to those records, and I think this is one of those records where we just, you know, we have such a respect for our band. This is the first and only band we've ever been in. And, you know, we wanted to make sure we made something that we really like. It's like that old adage about life. It's like, you know, you make yourself happy so you can make other people happy. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that applied to our record. We wanted to make a record that we were so proud of that it didn't matter if other people liked it or not, but hopefully they would, because they like the same thing we do, you know?
Right. And, you know, with the songs that you guys don't use, do you ever recycle them? Like, oh, maybe we can use it for a different album, or once they're not used, then, hey, we're done with that. We're going to start over.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, truthfully, there's through the history of the band, there's probably been like one or two instances where a song we wrote was sort of ahead of our own selves and it applied to the next record. There's a song called Body and Mind that didn't make it on this record that I think maybe has a place somewhere in the future. But for the most part, the poor little songs get left behind and just sort of forgot about in a hard drive existence, you know?
Right. Well, you know, doing it after all these years, like you said, the sixth album, to still come up with 40 songs, like I would imagine going into the studio and trying to make record after record, it would get harder. But for you guys, if you're still pumping out 40 songs, I mean, it's still there.
Yeah, that's what it definitely feels like that. I mean, we love it. Like, it's just what we live for. We don't have any other, we have families and all that stuff, but we have no other real distractions in life that take away from it. So our day is just like, let's see what we come up with today. This band's always been a real honest form of self-expression, and we take advantage of that as people because it's an opportunity, you know?
Right, and that's awesome. You guys still love what you're doing. You're still like a family. You go in there, you just rock out, and I think that's what a lot of bands don't really have that. You hear the news where there's always, they're juggling people, but you guys, you're a tight-knit family.
Absolutely. You know, we started as friends before the band even started. You know, we were just buddies that like to hang out and do like normal kid things. You know, we started at such a young age that we were just kids, and then one day we were like, wait, we have all the elements. He can play drums, he can play guitar, he can play bass, like, let's start a band. And then this is the first and only band we've ever been in, and we're high school friends, and you know, to this day we still, like, if we go out for lunch, like, we don't go if one guy's not there yet, we wait for him. We move as a unit, you
that's
know what
awesome.
I mean, we just, that's just how we are. We're our own little gang, and
that's awesome.
We definitely enjoy each other's company quite a bit.
I don't know how many times I've had a couple adult beverages and said, hey, we should start a band, and then realize that none of us have any musical talent. So the fact that you guys did that is fantastic, man.
Yeah, it was probably the best decision we ever made in our lives.
Now, again with the process, like the name, Five Crooked Lines, do you come up with that before you start writing?
Well, you know what? I think the titles of the songs come with the lyrics, I think. And the title of the record is always a moment when you sort of decide, like, trying to come up with a title for a record can be difficult, you know. But for this one, there's a song called Five Crooked Lines on the record. And the song, the lyrically, it's sort of talking about fame and fortune and alluding to how fickle and how, you know, delicate it is. And at any time, a star that shines so bright and is the most magnificent thing in the sky can burn out and fall and just disappear at any time, you know. And then there's the other side of the lyrics, referring to the five crooked lines, you know, as individual pieces. They just make a bundle of sort of nothing and put them together, and they create the shape of a star, which is, you know, an incredible, glorious thing. And I think that's sort of a metaphor for the band. If you take us as individuals, we're just a bunch of dudes, but you put us together and we become Finger Eleven, and that's sort of like, you know, it represented the band, I think.
That's deep. I like that. That's a great
way
to look at it.
You can thank Scott
awesome.
For that. I would have loved if that was my idea, but that is all Scott Anderson right there.
Well, the album is out today. I'm very excited. I want to switch gears because I heard a rumor that you are an MMA fan.
I am. I am an MMA fan. Wow, that's hard to say.
Now, I was a huge fan back in the day with Rampage, and there were so many great guys in the UFC. I'm slowly getting back into it, and it's because of one man, Conor McGregor.
Oh yeah, man! How is it? How exciting is this guy, man? Like, just, you know, like I'll tell you straight up, I remember watching UFC 1. Okay, I watched it when there was no weight classes, when there was little 120-pound guys fighting like 300-pound guys, and it was chaotic. And over the years, you know, it's just gotten better and better and more organized. And I've watched it my entire life, and I've never been as excited as a guy like Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? Because even like Anderson Silva and these other champions, they're awesome and they're incredible. Anderson Silva is pretty exciting, but Conor McGregor is a different story. He's just, it's so exciting to hear, just to hear, even hear the guy talk is fun,
yeah.
You know?
The fact that he can actually talk and then back it up in the ring is something, or in the octagon, is something so different, because Chael Sonnen was a great talker, but
exactly.
When the big match came, he couldn't, you know, perform. And that's what I love about Conor McGregor. I think that he is going to be a champ for a while. I don't think, with Jose Aldo, it's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think you know what? The only other fighter that I think is on par with him as far as excitement and is Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, she's the same thing. It's like there's no one that's going to beat her for a long time, I don't think, unless it's a fluke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's just that much better than everybody else. And she can, like, that's the same thing. Like, she has that confidence, but she can back it up, which is, that's what I love about the MMA is, like, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is,
exactly.
You know?
So you, I'm guessing you're taking Ronda Rousey for tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's going to be quite a while before they even find anybody of the caliber that can take her on. Like, I just think, which is exciting. And that's, you know, that's when you're a good enough fighter that they can create an entire league just to get you on TV, you know, and they can't find a single person that can even last the first round with you, that's exciting to watch, you know. And I think that's going to be the same case tomorrow.
Right.
Regardless of the crap talk they do to each other, she's just going to come out and submit her.
Oh, yeah, armbar in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it will definitely not make it into the second round.
No,
I'll be surprised.
Now, I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I want to get your thoughts on CM Punk joining the UFC.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
It's exciting, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Although, I'm curious because, you know, we've seen a few professional athletes try and come in, and, like, I don't know if do you know who Steve Bossy is? Did you see that guy?
No.
Okay, so he's like a Canadian hockey player that joined the UFC, and he had he's had a few fights, but he had sort of a comeback fight a couple of specials ago, and they're talking about how much he's trained and all these things he's done, and the poor guy got like kicked in the head in the first like 15 seconds, like he was the recipient of one of the most spectacular head kicks I've ever seen in my life, and they were just hyping him up like he's, and there's a certain thing when other athletes try and come into a place where these guys have been doing this their whole life. I sort of get scared for them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, these guys are used to hitting someone, and then you got CM Punk, who's, I mean, wrestling, it's rough, but, I mean, you're not legitimately on top of someone.
Yeah, like the guy on the other end is not trying to knock your lights out. It's trying to look like he's going to knock your lights out. You know what I mean? There's a big difference, you know?
All right, man. Hey, thank you so much for talking. I could talk MMA with you for hours, man.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. I appreciate it, Jesse. Yeah, unfortunately, we got like a busy day. Well, not unfortunately, but yeah, we got a lot of people to talk to today because of the record release and stuff.
New album coming out today. One more thing, is there going to be a tour with this, like a big world tour?
Well, you know what? We're in Iowa. We're in the States right now, opening for 3 Days Grace down here, and it's been a lot of fun. Today's the last tour, or last day of this tour, but I know that there's already, the talks have started for a Cross Canada tour before the year's out. So
awesome. I hope we get to see you in Medicine Hat. We can sit and have a couple adult beverages and talk some MMA, my friend.
Absolutely, man.